Record on the computer. Okay, now Parshat. For us, it's Baal HaTzchah. For you, it was last. Baal HaTzchah was last week.
Oh yeah, we had that last week. This is why I think I was so confused when I was like,
Oh.
what's this week's parsha's Baal HaTzchah? And I was like, no, it's not. But it was.
Oh, it's like we did the not so Parshat. So
Yeah, that's why I
Magnus
was
applied
sure
to
it was
last
not
week.
so. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Wait, when do okay, this is why okay, but no, it's fine. Now I'm
I think we're. When
aware
did
of
we
the
catch up?
I don't know. We have Shlach this week, I think.
Probably. Do
Yeah.
you have separate Korach and Pincha? Korach and who got Balak rather?
Oh, I don't know. I have to look at the calendar, which I can't see from here.
Okay. I don't know. At
Okay,
some
this
point.
explains why I was very confused last week. Okay.
You were very confused last week,
Okay, but
but
that's okay.
Not real. It's not really Parshat Baal HaTzchah, but for those of us in Chutz La'aretz, it is.
Well, it is really for you.
We had to pretend Yom Tov instead of Shabbat. Okay. So the end of last week's Parsha was the story of Sarat, Miriam Sarat. Moshe davens for her. We all know this, right? She talks about Isha Kushit. It says, "Vayitzak Moshe Hashem v'yomer," and Moshe cries out to God and says, "Kel na refan na la." Oh God, please, healer, please. Gabbai, I'm always happy to see the fact that people complain about the Chazanim for thousands of years. Yeah, this is a story about this parasha in the Gemara. The Rabbanan, Masav Talmid Echad. So Yerlifnei HaTeva Bifnei Rabbi Eliezer. So someone was davening for the Amud in Rabbi Eliezer's shul. But Ma'arich Yoter, and he went on and on and on. Amrulot, so everyone complained to Rabbi Eliezer, Kama Archan, who's there? Look how he's going on for an awful long time. Amalahem, so Rabbi Eliezer says back, look, Klum Ma'arich Yoter Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not davening more than Moshe Rabbeinu did. See him, it says, Benapel Lifnei Hashem Et Arba'im Hayom Et Arba'im Alayla.
He's looking at your hand. He was looking at your hand.
Right, that Moshe
Looking
davened for Bnei Yisrael for 40 days and
you.
40 nights.
Wait, Abba, I feel like you need another sentence between the first source and the second. Because either you start with the first source, start with the second source, because it's such a great line. It's Gabbai, and you have to look at it. It's a great line. But it took me a very long time to figure out why suddenly we were talking about that from Kalan Arfanallah, which has a very distinct meaning. So I feel like you should start with that. Maybe, and then
Well,
go to the first source one, because then it's clear where it's coming from, or some other sentence, because sudden not like it's such a great line. But I feel like I don't want to lose it because now I'm
that
trying to
is
figure
a
out.
very short prayer.
Yeah, that's good. So or something, and then I don't know.
Maybe too short.
I don't know. You heard what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, so that was the long prayer. So Shuv Maaseh B'Talmid Echad, Shiraz Me'at Teba Fnei Rabbi Elazar. So it was another Talmud. It was the Davening for the Amud and for Rabbi Elazar. Hayah Mekatzer Yemei Teva Yemei Dai. That's relevant to this. He was diving really fast. Amrul Tami Dav Kama Katzran Who's There? Look, he's really short. Amrul Klum Mekatzer Yotel Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he davening any less than Moshe Rabbeinu? Kel na refan na la. That's an example of a short tefillah. So you shouldn't complain. Why does not want to go? What happened to my? It's not responding. That's weird.
How could that be?
And as the Sifrei on this kind of this very story says, Yeshalach Katsev, Yeshalach. There's time you should go davening along, and time to be sure. This was short. So, and that's where I look at this very short tefillah, and then Rashi notes that even though it's short, it repeats itself. Kel na rafa na la.
Right, it's actually very verbose for being a
For
short.
that, he says that the word na, as it says, as he said, actually, Rashi says in previous pasuk, ain na el lashon bakasha. That na means please. He's saying please twice. Rashi says, bakatuv l'lamedcha derech eretz. This is the right way to behave. Shashoa devar mechavero. Someone who is asking something from his friend. Tzerich lomar shneim l'shosha divrei tachanunim. You gotta nudge. Say please two or three times. Please. Not that your kids would ever say something like that. How do you do that in Hebrew? It's three syllables. You can't really whine it.
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, that's how you do it. The thing is that na doesn't necessarily mean please. It also can be translated as now. Right? For instance, Brother Esav coming to Yaakov saying, give me some of that red stuff. He says, if you remember Esav el Yaakov, Haltini na min adam hadam azeg. Give me, and it'd be very out of character for Esav to be saying it as please.
Yes. Is that how we translate it? As please and not, I mean as na, don't we?
We usually translate it as, let's see how. Well, let's see. So Safari JPS doesn't just give me, just give me. Doesn't even translate the na there.
Yeah, it just leaves it. Okay.
And let's see how they do it here. Karen.
Why does Karen want to do that?
Contemporary Torah. So and it's Karen. Here we go. I said pray thee. I mean, that doesn't, that's too.
So yeah, that's basically it.
So Masuda says please. I just want to say it's very out of character. Art Scroll says now. Right there. And Onkelos specifically is what I look at, it says now. But Mar Isab Yaakov Atameini Ka'an. Ka'an meaning in modern Hebrew would be here, but it means it's way he translates now as now. Right? Give it to me. Let me taste now, mina samuka samuka hadam, from this red stuff. And Onklos is interesting. Always translates, almost always translates na as kan. Now, even you might think please would be more appropriate.
Wait, kan. Oh, because in Hebrew it has an aleph, but I guess Aramaic.
Kan means now in Aramaic. Kan meaning here me is with an olive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As opposed to, we'll see that please would be bavo as a request. So, but, you know, but Okas always translates na as now, as kan, right? Right beforehand, when Aaron is begging Moshe to daven for Miriam, when he says, al na ti kameit, may she not be like, someone dead, like a stillbirth, and not in that context really makes more sense to me. Please, you know, please Moshe, don't not you know, now. No, but you still translate lo ka'an tidrachakta. Do not now send her out. There's one exception which I don't understand where he said by lo, where he says al na, he says bavo, please. But in general, Yokos only translates not as please bavo. If it were appears twice. Okay, so Yaakov talking to Esav, Vayom Yaakov, Al na im na. No, please. Na, found favor in your eyes, Esav. Don't stick around here. And Uncle says on that, which means please, literally as a request. If I now have found favor in your eyes. So na imna is please, and then now.
Okay, so this is actually such a cool example because he's the same na, but he's doing one says now and one says please.
Right. So that's when uncle is translated as one is translated different. One is bavao please, and the second one is come. So that's what he does here. When it says kel not refat na la, uncle translates this as Vitali Moshe Kadam Hashem, and Moshe pray before God, Lememar saying, Elaka God Bavo Asi Kan Yata. Please heal her now her. Okay, so Rashi says it's please na na, you should say please two or three times. And Uncle says, no, the first one means please, the second one means now. Please heal her now. An art scroll, as opposed to what they say explicitly in the art introduction, they're going to translate like Rashi. That's how they're going to choose when there are different ways of translating. They side with Uncle's here, right? Moshe cried out to Hashem and said, please, God, heal her now.
The money came out.
Two mouths mean two different things. And most of the other Mepharshim agree, Yerubbaal Ezra, Atash Yesha Gibura, you are the powerful Biyadcha, that you can do it. Ata Rafa Ata La. He presses both of them is now. Now, trailer now. Sparno Babakasha, Anisho El Shet Tripe Ata La. Please and now.
It's so interesting that one word could be two things. Like,
no, they're kind of close. I mean, the please in the is in the sense of I really want this, which kind of goes with the now, though not in the sense of raw, goes with the now. Adachel v'mena ra na, shall remind that the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten na, which really means undercooked in the sense of
now,
and that goes with the na, like meaning now. Before it's done.
Uh-huh.
I want this fast.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And that's the sense of not. Now means I want this right now. Okay. We're not waiting. This is an urgent prayer.
Right. It's like undercooked. Like give it to, I guess that's also right. Isn't that also the same thing too with the Adashim? Like give it to me now.
That not has the same sense of halitani na, let me eat it raw. Or whatever you got. It's not done. I'll take it now. As in even if it's not cooked. So there's a sense of urgency that if you read it as now, it's a sense of urgency. Moshe wants to know now. You got to heal her. She has Sarat. Tell me now. And Rashi says that the urgency, but he sees it in the word lemor. Itzak Moshe Hashem lemor to say, meaning that Moshe is demanding Hashem answering. Lemor, I want to know the answer. Matol Momar, Amarlo. That Moshe is talking to Hashem, Hashiveni, imatam rapeh ota imla. I want you to tell me, are you going to heal her or not? Ad she shivo until, and he stands there, waits until he gets an answer.
That's the kind of chutzpah that Moshe was allowed.
What's interesting, it's a bit of chutzpah there, right? Here's the way
because it's the same thing as like when he says to Hashem, like Hashem, you know, like when by the Chet Egal, like I'm going to destroy them or destroy, and he's like, no, you're not. Remember, you've got all these midos. Like he does definitely has like that.
Right, and I'm going to give you other examples from the various. I got it. God says that this kind of chutzpah of this response. Okay, but Ota Sha'a. At that moment, Ag Moshe Ugakatana. Moshe drew a small circle. But my
betocha. Oh, like igu.
Yes, like an uga is a little round thing that one makes.
Oh, that's
cool. Okay, so like Honya Ma'agel is with the Lamed on there, but it's the same. That's what that way is there. So Moshe is the prototype for Choni Magil. He draws a circle of Amad B'tocha, stands in the circle of Bikesh Rachamim Aleha, and begged for mercy on Miriam. Amar, he says, "Eini zaz mikan. I'm not moving from this spot. Ad tetrapei Miriam Mochati, till you make it better." It says,
"Kel." Oh, Mar, like Choni Hamagal. Okay.
I'm not leaving until you get the rain.
I'll pick up the bag.
Here's another, another guy on the same thing. Amar Moshe. Moshe says, "Ribono shel olam, kvar asita oti rofe. You've made me a rofe. I got my medical degree. See what that means. I understand. Look, if you heal her, harim butav. That's great. Imlav, if you don't heal Miriam." I'm going to heal her. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Lamada Bar Domeh, what's this like? Tell me, Dov Shel Rofe, like it was a medical student. Sha'alat Melania Ba'achoto, there are different garrisons there, but Melania, Melana, GI bleeding.
Is what?
GI bleed.
That's what it's called?
Stool. Yeah, so anyway, so as... It's a medical student whose sister got melena. And he brought his sister to his professor. This is a medical student. Amar total mila rabo. So the student says to the professor, Mari, you already taught me how to be a doctor. So if you heal her, that's great. But if not, then I'm going to treat her myself. Moshe said the same thing. You taught us the procedure about negayim. I think that's what means that you're a, not that I can cure it, but I know what I'm supposed to do, right? We have all these parashiyot and parashat Tazria Mitzora, but what to do with Tzaraat. If you heal her right now, great. I will treat her the way the halacha says. I will treat her there. So Moshe is basically saying, Hashem, I need to know, is this, you know, this was some kind of miraculous tzarat, more than any other tzarat, right?
More than the, like, halachic one that we just discussed?
Right, because this was, you know, like, Hashem says, I want you all here, and they all have a nevuah, and then the Anana Kavod appears and it goes away and she's got Tzarat. So he used to know, am I treating this like Tzarat? Or is it something different? So that's the way the Shalah, the Shnei Lechol Debrit, says about this. Because he doesn't like the chutzpahness of it, of this, all these Midrashim saying that Hashem's, Moshe is rather protesting to Hashem. No, Chalilali. That's what Shalom should be true. Laharher Achar Moshe, to suspect Moshe, Shea Mixat Metiach Chlapei Mala. That even a little bit, he'd be slapping God's face. Al-Kain, Laniyatati. Therefore, the way, in my humble opinion, the Inyanhu, that the whole idea here is, Bokshe Bikesh Makarsh Brochet, Shiyomer Perush HaNevuah Kaduma. Said, what was going on with this whole vision that you had them had us all together that we just went through? Yeah, so fake would be Rux. I don't understand what's going on. And you want to understand what should I be doing now?
I always thought that, like, Moshe's chutzpah is like a term of endearment. It's like you can tease the people that you're close to because, I don't know. To me, it's not like a bad thing. It, like, it just shows that he's, like, on that level with God. That he
is. But still, this is a little bit, you know, like more, I demand that you tell me, you know. I can stand in the circle until you give me the answer. So there. It is a chutzpah, right? Choni Magel was a chutzpah, and he was put in nidui for that. He, you know, was threatened with it. That's a little bit. But the idea that there is, you know, that Moshe's got has to make this choice. He was asking Hashem, is the answer like, do I dive into you? Do I act? Because if it's Sarat, there's a procedure, right? It doesn't say sit there and dive. You can have somebody see the hill, but you guys still got to do, right? The metaphor with the doctor part. Is there time There's a time to daven, there's a time not to. That's where the Sifrei Rashi quotes this. If Neim Malo Harich Moshe B'Tfilah, why was that Moshe not spending long time in Tfilah, davening for Miriam? So Lo Yiyu Yisrael or Miriam, so the people shouldn't say Achato he Nitzinu B'Tzara, his sister is in pain, is in trouble. Who may be Barbel B'Tfilah? He's sitting there davening. Not time to daven, right? Same lesson as Kriyat Yamsu.
I mean, he still davens, but it's very, very, very short.
Sure, right, because there's a place to daven. Now, okay, now you say, okay, the davening is done. Now we're going to go do. Right? Hashem tells him, okay, we'll put her in isolation, 7 days. Right? Right before Kriyat Yamsu, the same kind of thing. Hashem tells Moshe, what are you crying to me? Why are you staying in davening? It shall be so. Here, tell Israel go into the sea. You should lift your staff, and you'll raise your hands on the sea and it'll split it. Israel will go. At that moment, Moshe was davening, going on and davening. Tfila arucha. Amar lo Kosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says, Yididai tovim bayam. My beloved are going to drown in the sea. Atama rich b'tfilah b'fanai, and you're sitting there davening. Time to act.
Did you add the
the tarot bag?
Yeah.
No, that was from Sfarias.
Okay, it's a good use of it. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, there is a Unicode symbol for putting them together. Amar lefana, Ribono shel Olam. He says, Hashem, what else can I do? Right? We're in trouble. We pray. Amar lo, Dabir ben Yisrael v'Yisrael. No, tell him to go. Batarei madcha, here's what we do. It's time to act.
Aww.
The idea is that this actually tells us something about the nature of prayer. And this is from Rob Cook, but first quoting the Yosef Albo, the Sefer Ikarim. About what's the point of tefillah? What's the point of prayer? There's a famous thought here. Masha hivia and Hashem lepakpek b'tefillah. So that people will complain, get nitpicky about tefillah. And people say that tefillah can't possibly make a difference. From the Mimar Shach, either way, this division won't work. Ima shenigzar mi Hashem tov, if Hashem has already made a decision that there's something good will happen, you parse that.
Well, would you put a comma after Hashem? Like, Im shenigzar me'Hashem tov, comma, ma'al ha'ish.
Yeah, it's an extra ma there. But it doesn't matter. I mean, the idea is that if Hashem has had a gezera, it doesn't matter. That it's already said. Im nigzar ein sarich tefila. If there's gzera there, then you don't need tefila. This is a decision I made. Im lo nigzar ech tovila tefila l'shanot l'ratzon Hashem. And then if there's no gzera to do something good or gzera for bad, then tefila is not going to help. Right? Your tefila are not going to change God's mind. What does tefila do? No, but the answer is tefila doesn't change God's mind. Tefila changes you. This is what it means to say that tefillah helps, or do acting better helps. It changes where you are. The gzera is because you're not a good person. You're deserving of this. Tefillah changes who you are. To the point that you're not deserving that kind of. So far, Yotom Hashim at Eov, and this is hinted at what the Sohar, Eov's friend, says to him. That when Eov wasn't davening to Hashem, he said, "Im tachin libcha lipalel takein masecha." If you prepare yourself, in the act of tefillah or doing masim tovim, in safik shalidei tefillah v'kishron hamaseh, that there's no question that by tefillah and by your deeds to melech nesrot halal, you'll be saved. That's why tefillah, tshuva, help the gezerah. So yifet zakah adam, that zakah helps ben kodim gezerah, gzadim ben akzadim. Either way, it helps. So it changes who you are.
And that means like you're... What does it help with the gezerah though?
So the gezerah is there because you deserve that particular fate. Changing
if
you
it changes
means
who
not,
you.
You're not no
you
longer
don't...
the person who deserved that.
Okay.
No, it is actually a person.
Put it over here because it's the best.
Okay. That's what Rabbi Cook says, that that's the difference between tefillah k'sara and tefillah arucha, right? You need to daven for long or just short. And this is about, yeah. Erech tefillah mitgalehu b'shnayim. The value of tefillah comes in two. One is that your tefillah is there to improve, to understand your understanding, the tochen, and your goals. I'm going to translate that.
Well, is that tochen? It's tchuna.
Tchunot.
Oh, yeah, his internal.
Okay, and your internal state. Your tefillah does that.
Yeah.
That takes time. That changing how you your actions. I should get a translation of this, right?
Like step by step, like meaning
step by step. Yeah. Let me see how we can spar you here.
Wait, what's the source again? Who's saying
it's
this?
It's all that Ria's Rav Cook. The process of changing ingrained motions, that's what it is. Elevation of comprehensions and qualities.
Wow.
Means changing
gradually
my actions that nimshach bahadraga is saying that are ingrained.
No.
Right? Ingrained motions, which happens gradually. Oh, shenimshach b'hadraga, that means to be, it happens gradually, one step at a time. Okay? So if you need to change who you are, the tefillah is there, and you'll feel this problem for a long time. Vasheni, and the other way that davening, that prayer helps, she'acharei kvar naaseh kol asarich, that after you've done this kind of preparation, you're at the right place, spiritually, which ramut, you've elevated your soul. Tefillah there is to bring it out, to express it. You don't need the preparation. You don't need to go on. It's just one sentence is enough to say, this is who I, Moshe say, this is who I am. I care about my sister. I'm davening for her. He's already spent his life getting to that point. Doesn't need a tefillah arucha to get there.
So would Rav Cook then say that Moshe wasn't doing a short tefillah because he needed to act instead of to pray. He was saying he did a short tefillah because he didn't need to do a long tefillah. Or I guess both could be
That
true.
both are true. That this was not the time to do a tefillah arucha, because the tefillah arucha was not going to accomplish anything.
Okay.
Moshe was not going to get to some other to higher spiritual point. You can say, "This is what I need. Now we'll move on." Right? Because one word can bring out the reality of much internal emotion. So that this a short tefillah is all that's necessary. I have my translation for that. So the place of which the English is even worse. Serves in the place which requires actualization of that which has already been prepared. Okay. It acts in this place, shall so ala poel and amuchan kavar. That's already been there. Moshe has already gotten to the point. He's already spent his equivalent of the tefillah arucha. That's all he needs. He needs tefillah ktara, and then Hashem will give him the answer and he'll can act. And I left my little note here about having some kind of intelligent concluding comment.
Maybe you could say the thing that you told me just now, like about how they're both true, but in a smarter way.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what I was going to say that. And that we, I guess, it tells us what we need to realize. Our tefillah out there, it's not how long we daven and how much we shuckle, or even so much the kavana in the sense of we know what all the words mean, and we say it really slowly. The point of tefillah is to make us better people, and to sincerely ask for Hashem for what we need. That doesn't take a lot of time, and then we need to realize that we need to say our tefillot, and then move on and act on what we need to do. Like that.
That was intelligent.
I'm not intelligent enough. Yeah, I have that. So I actually inserted that as a button here on my editor.
Oh, intelligent comment?
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't gotten to the point where it actually generates an intelligent comment.
You could have, that would be a great use of AI. Give me like a one sentence.
Intelligent comment. I don't know. Does ChatGPT have an API?
I have not looked into that, but I would imagine so.
I have to pay for that.
Probably. Wait, could you untie my hand? Oh, yeah, I always tied my hand to my hand.
No, don't do that.
Oh, your voice was really clear just now.
My voice was clear?
Just now. I think because you sat really close to the computer.
Oh, is it too far? Was it too far away before?
No, no, I could hear you, but it was like very sharp.
Yes. Feels important. Is that already good?
Well, he said also like, wait, Elliot, don't open the door, okay?
That doesn't require a good.
He said, "Bedibur achad yotzei al poel hamon."
Right, that's.
The basketball didn't work. Oh, no, the bunny's in his cage.
That doesn't require a Yehud move.
Well, he doesn't say he already knows what we need. He says it's already Nigzar. Like, oh, wait, I guess that's what we need. Yeah.
No, that's what I said.
Same thing. Oh yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. Sometimes we need that reichut mirava to reach the point that we deserve the things that we are asking for. That's really nice. I'm a fan of the extra that because I think it makes it for very clear reading. But I understand. Deserve the things that we are asking for. Deserve the things we are asking for.
You put that there.
I don't know what that is called because it's clearly you don't need it. It was open, he came out, and then he went back in. But he needs chasa. He needs to actually eat chasa. Eliyahu just opened the bag. Wait, where did you get that second piece from?
I just made that up. That's not what he's saying there. Right? That's not what he's saying. I just made that up. That's me. Should I say without a source, I shouldn't say it?
Well, you could say it. But it's you're adding on a new.
That is right. That is definitely not in the.
You can't show him the ear of the bunny now. But we could also say to deserve the things that we're asking for. Or to, he said, like, you know, me koach ala poa, like to. Why are you going to Gante?
Why?
This is a Gante.
Not don't go to Gante. How do you don't go in Gandhi?
Wait. Can we turn off recording?
Oh, sure.
Okay.